Rockdale Road, north of the interstate in Sulphur Springs, is expected to be unavailable for through traffic for several months during improvement work on that road. I talked about it with City Manager Mark Maxwell Wednesday morning.
We finished the water line there, but now we're getting on to the street reconstruction, which means we're going to be excavating. So for the next 3 weeks, Rockdale Road is going to be shut down to through traffic. It'll be open to those who live there. It'll be kind of a pain in the neck for those that live there, but through traffic's not going to be able to get through.
Mm-hmm. Are there detours set up to get around?
Yeah, we'll have it set up, but people will go around the detour signs and think that they can still get through, and they'll get all the way down and realize they got to double back.
Yeah.
So this is fair warning. Rockdale Road will be shut down for the next 3 weeks.
And the streets involved?
This is the Rockdale Road that is on the north side of the interstate. Yeah. South side of the interstate is unaffected.
And so it's from like Industrial Drive?
To Camp Street.
Camp Street, okay. And how's that project? This has been a long time project to kind of do that entire road that started years ago, I guess.
Yeah, we did 2,000 foot segments before. And we had almost 2,000 feet to go, and we just said, well, let's just finish it up and get it done.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually it'll be a nice wide street and everything there.
Concrete.
And I guess there's, you had mentioned at the last council meeting, I believe, that there's a possibility that you were looking at maybe contracting out the work on the asphalt.
Or perhaps doing some contract labor. And that's probably what we'll end up doing, is bringing in some contract labor.
All right. And that's the major project going on right now, I guess.
For the moment, but it's going to be followed up by a much bigger one, and that'll be Bill Bradford Road.
Yeah.
That'll be, I think, a $1.3 million project.
Right. That that seems to be a good thoroughfare for a lot of people, so that'll have an impact while that's going on.
And of course, in the meantime, we've got 10 or 11 streets on the summer paving program, which is set to start any day now. In fact, we were told mid-September, and it's the 16th now. So
that's about mid-December.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're going to follow through on that. But yeah, we expect to see the contractor show up and start milling and cement stabilizing and then paving. The list of streets that we've already gone over.
Yeah, when you're around one of those projects, you kind of breathe easier when it's over, but it sure is nice when the project is finished.
Oh gosh, yes. And we've ramped up the streets program again, so you'll see more work being done in the coming years.
Still some residual potholes here and there. Are you encouraging people to call you with those? Or?
These aren't so much potholes as they are utility repairs. We had quite a few of these, and they're oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes a more extensive repair. And we got behind on them. We're just about caught up. We've done, I think, 27 in the past week. We've got 7 to go.
KSST News.